Changes to the Student Debt Relief Program were announced this week, allowing eligible borrowers to complete a waiver to count all their payments toward the forgiveness program, regardless of the loan program or payment plan. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona says the department is ready to right the wrongs of the past.
We want to make sure that we're doing everything in the agency to protect our borrowers, our students. We serve our students. We have to make that clear, not only in our talk, but in our actions. You've done so much to help our community. You were made a promise, and it's now our turn to deliver on that promise.
Under the public service program, qualified graduates can have the rest of their student debt forgiven. Utah's average student debt is about $18,000, which is lower than the national average of $29,000, according to the Institute for College Access and Success. Brad Asay with the American Federation of Teachers in Utah says lenders often use complex rules to block graduates from participating in the federal forgiveness program.
The lenders were making it extremely difficult. They'd say, oh, you didn't fill this out correctly. Now you don't qualify. And so anything that was supposed to be forgiven automatically now turns into a loan. That's the way that they made money.
Asay says both Utah and the National AFT helps teachers and other educators deal with the loan forgiveness program. In addition to the federal program, Utah has several debt assistance and loan forgiveness programs. For information, contact the Utah Labor Commission. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Amy Van Tatenhove.